Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Who here gets seasick? I get seasick. I don't want to get seasick. I love going fishing. I love boats. I love the ocean. But whenever it gets rocky, you're just, you know, the waves and just, you know, you aren't on flat ground, I get woozy. I don't want to. I try to fight it. And just before any of you put jump on the IPO of Airbnb today, if you suffer from motion sickness, you better get that scopolamine patch or that Dramamine or ginger or whatever you need ready to go. So, when DoorDash had its initial public offering and it went up 87%, people have been pretty excited about Airbnb being, IPO today. And so, in fact, one of my friends had written me also, are you gonna invest? I was reluctant. I bought a few shares, but it's not still available to buy. And the reason why I'm reluctant to jump on the hype of this one is because, well, a few reasons. And so when one of my listeners asked, I'm like, okay, good. I'm going to talk about this on the show. You know, should they buy Airbnb? So I'm not a day trader. I've had some very, very good luck with the stock market, thank God. But it's because you need to be patient and you also can't be greedy. All right. You have to realize that you're not always going to sell at the top. You're not always going to buy at its bottom. So, you know, once you kind of realize that, okay, you know, you're hitting the trends and, you know, if you make a 28% gain or you make a 50% gain, there's been a couple stocks that one stock went up 1200%. I bought TZPC. It was the ThermoFreeze. When I heard about the vaccines coming out like Pfizer and Moderna and how they need to be kept cold and all that, I decided to invest in some ThermoFreeze, and that sucker went up like 1,168%. It was crazy. Then it went down a little bit, and then it went back up. So, you know, you have to be, you know, with the stock market, you either have to be really, 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 really good, and no one is going to peak and valley, or you need to be ready to just invest at, you know, its start and take that risk and then have it long term. I'm not big on stock market, but in my experience, you can't be greedy. And, you know, you got to be able to take some risk, but you also got to be very happy with whatever wins you have. You got no one to fold them, right? Well, you got no one to hold them, no one to fold them, no one to walk away, no way to run. You got it, right? So don't make me start singing Kenny Rogers. So Airbnb had its butt handed to them with this whole COVID pandemic. I mean, when there were shutdowns and you weren't supposed to travel, and if you did travel, you had to do 14 days, Airbnb didn't do so well. They had some big problems. Yet, long term, they might be in a pretty good position. Because if you have huge hotel chains that can't survive the storm, and you have people not wanting to be, nickel and dimed for taxes, you know, for Allegiant Stadium or whatever. Some of them might be like, you know what? You know, if I could get a house, you know, if I could go in with a bunch of families and just get a house rather than just a single hotel room, I could make this work. So if you've never Airbnb'd, Airbnb is very, very interesting. You don't really save that much money. I have to say that because, again, if you're only doing short trips, you still have to pay cleaning fees. You still have to pay the fees. But what's nice is you could get an apartment or you could get a house. And it kind of allows you to, you know, not have to, you know, kind of do the hotel thing. And you get to feel like you get to, you know, when we went to Europe a couple years ago, we got an apartment in Rome. So we got to feel like what it's do as Romans do, right? What did Rome do as Romans do? We got to feel like what it was like to, you know, be living in Rome as a local. Same thing with Paris. We got a little Airbnb, so we got to feel like what it would be, you know, living as somebody in Paris would. Pretty damn cool. Not a lot of room in the apartments, but pretty cool. So Airbnb might have the ability to withstand a lot of what major hotel chains can't because of its business model, where it doesn't have to buy the properties per se or whatever. It's other people renting out their properties. They need extra cash. They need money. They might be like, look, I got an apartment in New York City. Rent this one. So I think long term, Airbnb will bounce back. The problem with the IPO is it was supposed to be offered at $68 a share. And anybody who understands IPOs and, all right, whatever they tell the public, that's not what public gets. Somehow the rich or the insiders or somebody is able to get that price. And then by the time it finally hits the stock market, by the way, it still hasn't opened yet on the stock market. I'm being told it's not going to happen until 10:30 Pacific time. Or 1:30 Eastern time. So all morning long, everybody's been trying to want to buy this, and you can't. You can't buy it. Meanwhile, it went from $68 already to about $155 a share. $155 a share. So whoever was able to get that $68 made a lot of money. Yay, bravo for you. But the rest of us who wanted to kind of jump on it and make some money, no. We're going to get an inflated price. Now, what happened with DoorDash is it went up 87%, but did everybody get to benefit from that 87%? I don't know. I didn't really watch it. I really wasn't going to plan on buying DoorDash. So, you know, you need to realize that if you do at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, if you are able to purchase Airbnb, it might already be 160, 180. And with the way you buy stocks, which really makes no sense to me, is I can ask Ameritrade, okay, buy it at $68. If it's not at $68, it won't buy it. Meanwhile, it goes up. But then if you go, we'll buy it at market, if it's an IPO, it won't let you do that either because currently at the market, it's zero. So you basically have to sit there and be waiting at your computer, or you have to have a stockbroker do this for you. I don't know. Maybe I'm doing stocks wrong. But for me, I just think, I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to go up more today, but then I think it's going to drop. And then it's going to go up after the FDA approves the vaccine, and then it's going to drop because people might really not be traveling for Christmas. And then it's going to go up and down, up and down. But if you are able to have some longevity with it and be able to hold on to it for a while, because this Airbnb is kind of driven by consumers putting their stuff out there on the market, I see it going long term. That's just my opinion. But expect a roughy ride and throw it up a couple times. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my listeners a couple days ago had asked me to talk about fatigue. And I'm fine with talking about fatigue because I see that as one of the number one complaints I'm getting when people are calling in asking for medical advice. They're like, I'm tired all the time. What does this mean? Do I have cancer? Do I have COVID? Am I just old? So let's talk about it. How many of you guys are tired out there? How many of you feel like you are always tired? And you think you need to hit the caffeine or you need to hit the energy drink, you need to hit the pillow. So, you know, when it comes to somebody having chronic fatigue, there's a whole slew of reasons for it. But when I walk people through those reasons, many of them are like, oh, oh, you know what? That could be it. Oh, that could be it. And it isn't just one thing. It could be a bunch. But I thought I'd just really quickly review why some people get a little sleepy and get a little tired and all that. All right. So let's talk about kind of the more medical ones first. So whenever somebody says, I'm tired, the first thing we're trained to do as medical professionals is test the thyroid. All right? Everybody gets a thyroid test. You're gaining weight. Thyroid test. You lose weight, thyroid test. Your skin is dry, thyroid test. You sweat too much, thyroid test. You have chest pain, thyroid test. Erectile dysfunction, thyroid test. I mean, we will just test thyroid all the time. And we should. Hypoactive thyroid, low thyroid, you will be fatigued. So we'll check your thyroid. Another thing I like to also check is your blood count to see if maybe you are anemic. If you have low iron and you are not distributing enough oxygen throughout your blood due to not having enough hemoglobin, I'm going to check your blood indices and see if that could be a reason or other reasons within your blood to see if you're tired. I'm also going to probably check some of your vitamins. If you're deficient in a vitamin like B12, that could make you tired. So, you know, I'll also maybe check your liver function, check your kidney function. If you have high blood sugar, that could also make you tired. If you have low blood sugar, that could make you tired. So I'm probably going to do a nice array of blood work to make sure. Oh, yeah, Dr. Dolly, everybody always does a lot of tests. Well, if you're tired, okay, if you can't give us more than you being tired, we're going to have to figure out what the hell's going on. So we'll check your thyroid, your liver, kidneys, your blood count, etc. I'm also going to probably check you for an infection. I'll probably do a urine sample, right? And you know what? You know, we always check what's in the poop. So we might as well, you know, do a poop sample if we feel up to it. Maybe you picked up a parasite. But that's a little bit farther down on the list with that. If you are a childbearing age female, any of us women, what was our first symptom when we got pregnant? It wasn't that our boobs hurt. It wasn't that our hips widened. Okay, because I how could I tell, right? Like, you know, really? Were they that big? It was, I was tired. It's like, why the hell am I tired? Also, because my body wanted me to slow down and not do any more 36-hour shifts. And I was like, nah, can't happen. I'm in residency. So sometimes fatigue could also be a sign of pregnancy. Flip side, for men, low T. We're also going to check our testosterone. For perimenopausal women, we'll check our estrogen levels and things like that. So fatigue could happen because of a lot of different medical issues, and so we'll look at that. All right? Another reason another major cause of fatigue is you have some sort of sleep apnea, or you don't get enough oxygen when you sleep, so your sleep sucks. So if you're like, no, I sleep a good 7-8 hours, but you're sleeping like this, you know, whatever, and you're like not breathing and you're cutting off your air supply, then as soon as you wake up, you're not going to really feel that rested. So I'm going to order a sleep study on you to make sure that you're getting good, oxygen status when you sleep, and make sure you're not stopping breathing when you sleep. Some people cut off the air supply obstructively, or some people, they just stop breathing centrally, and that could cause you to wake up the next day and be very, very tired. An even more common reason for you being tired is you just don't get enough sleep. Right? You put the kids to bed, you watch TV, you might binge watch, I don't know, Versailles or Game of Thrones or whatever show you're into right now, Yellowstone, and then you don't get your tushy to bed till about midnight, and then the dogs or cats wake you up at 4 or 5 in the morning, and now you're up and ready to go, and then all of a sudden at 2 in the afternoon you're like, I'm tired. Well, you got 5 hours of sleep. How much sleep should the average human get? About 7 to 9 hours of sleep. So that's a big deal. Another reason why you're probably tired, for some of you guys tired, is because this radio show is boring. Yeah, boredom. All right? Maybe you're listening to my show too much. You know, you know, boredom. If you're bored, your body's going to be like, well, I could sit here upright being bored to death, listening to a teacher or being on a Zoom meeting, or I could sleep. So boredom is part of it. Also, depression, we're going to get to in a second. But a lot of times, many of you guys get tired in the middle of the day because you're coming down off of a drug. And I'm not saying you've been doing meth or anything like that, but if you drink caffeine and coffee in the morning, that caffeine wears off after a few hours, or that energy drink wears off after a few hours. And then you're going to get tired midday. So it might be your caffeine intake. Likewise, it might be your sugar intake. If you eat Lucky Charms for breakfast, I you eat Lucky Charms or Cocoa Krispies for breakfast, and you get that big sugar rush, after a couple hours, that sugar's in the bloodstream, you're going to get tired. So big meals, high sugary meals, that's also going to make you tired. That's why after lunch, people just can't get through the afternoon because, you know, they're kind of up and perky. They have their coffee and their caffeine in the morning. Then they have lunch, and then all of a sudden the caffeine wears off. And, yeah, you know, and afternoon times for me is always, from 2 to 5 p.m., I'm always kind of sleepy. But for those of you that go, look, my thyroid's been checked, my vitamins been checked, I sleep good, I don't have sleep apnea, I exercise often. Again, if you don't exercise, you don't use it, you lose it. If you're sitting around all day, you know, then you don't exercise, you're not getting the adrenaline going, that's also going to make you tired. But a big part of it is depression. And maybe you don't feel like you're depressed, but if you don't have a goal, if you don't have something that excites you, that, you know, wants to get you up off your seat or off the couch or out of bed, and something you're passionate about, or something that'll drive that ambition, you're not going to want to get off your butt. And so I'm hearing of a lot of people fatigued, and I still have to tell them to go and get the testing done because there's so many reasons for people to be tired. Their adrenals could be off. They could be taking Benadryl for their runny nose, and the Benadryl's making them sleepy. I forgot to talk about medications. Medications can also make you sleepy. You could be drinking alcohol during the day. You know, infection. You could have an infection. We talked about urinalysis. You know, I might check. We'll also check you for COVID. COVID can make you tired. People get very, very tired with COVID. But the one thing that I want to pick up and I want to talk about is the depression and the drive and the lack of goals. After you guys have been screened for all that, and we know you don't have COVID, and we know you, we don't have a B12 deficiency, we know you're not anemic, we know you don't have sleep apnea, you need to kind of take a look and look at what your day is. If your day is waking up, you're out of a job, so you're just kind of home and, you know, checking in on, you know, what's going on with the unemployment, checking in on the news, and you're on your computer all day, and you're staying home because you have to isolate because of COVID, you're going to be tired by 10 a.m. You're going to be tired by 1 p.m., right? The depression. If you are working and you're an essential worker, right, and you have to get out of bed and you have to be there on the front line, you have to be around all these people that have COVID, you might not be looking forward to work, and so you might be like, gosh, I just want to stay in bed. If you lost everything, if you lost your job, you lost your business, you don't think you're ever going to be able to recoup and you don't really have the strength to restart another business, you're probably sitting home tired right now. You probably feel really despondent. You just don't have the energy. You just don't have the drive. So when we talk about cures for, you know, fatigue and all that, one is make sure you're not taking the daily medicine that makes you tired, obviously. Blood pressure medicine can make you tired. Antidepressants can make you tired. Certain antihistamines, cold medications. Make sure you're not sick. Make sure you don't have deficiencies in thyroid or even serotonin. Can't do a blood test for that, but there's ways to tell if you're serotonin deficient, things like that. But, you know, if you are in that rut, all right, you know, you're going to be going to the caffeine. You're going to be going to the sweets to kind of make you feel better because you're like, I got to move on. If you want to move on, what I would start doing is taking an online class or start coming up with another idea for a job or start working on a hobby. If you've always wanted to write a book, write a book. If you've always wanted to write a song, write a song. If you've wanted to reach out to people, not ex-boyfriends or girlfriends, but if there were old friends you wanted to reach out to, do that. But if you think you need something to kind of put a purpose, you know, in there, whether it's, you know, making clothes for your grandchildren or building a doghouse or adding home renovations. We talked about this early on with the COVID pandemic. Don't let your time get wasted. Don't just sit at home getting depressed. I know we can't leave the house. I know we can't do much for Christmas. Things are just still looking grim, but it will get better. It has to get better because, you know, people don't want to stay at home. People don't want to put up with this much longer. So make sure you start working on projects or something that'll kind of get that drive back and see if your energy peaks. 1-877 picks up. 1-877.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, I don't have any concern about Mr. Swalwell.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's comments regarding Congressman Eric Swalwell, a Democrat who is keeping quiet about past relationships with a woman suspected of acting as a Chinese spy. Pelosi, at her weekly press conference, continues.
There are those in the Congress who believe, and I am among them, that we should be seeing what influence the Chinese. I've been fighting them, as you know, for over 30 years in terms of their undue influence at universities in our country and the overtures they try to make to members of Congress.
Another country is establishing diplomatic relations with Israel. President Trump announcing in a tweet that Morocco is the latest to do so. The president calling this a massive breakthrough for peace in the Middle East. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved to cut police funding by $8 million, shifting that money from the policemen toward violence prevention and other services. The move comes amid a crime surge following the summer riots after George Floyd's death. In Minneapolis, police have recorded 532 gunshot victims this year as of last Thursday. That's more than double the same period a year ago. Carjackings have spiked to 375, and that's up a whopping 331% from the same period last year. The Senate is moving ahead with a massive defense authorization bill, despite a veto pledge from President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying,
"Now it's the Senate's turn to make it an unbroken 60-year streak of passing this legislation to keep our military strong and our homeland safe."
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bells will be ringing. This sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone.
My baby's gone. All right, we are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. One of you had asked about if your dog is sneezing, should they get tested for COVID? Dogs sneeze all the time, you know, and they wait to jump on your chest and come up to your face. And then, you know, you think they're going to do kind of kissies, you know, or licky nose. And then all of a sudden they go, choo, and then they, you know, spray snot all over your face. If you are noticing your dog sneeze a little bit more, I don't think it's a bad idea to take them into the vet. I don't know if the average veterinarian has, you might want to call ahead first to see if they do have COVID tests for your dog. I'll do a little bit more research on what we're doing from the veterinary standpoint, from, you know, COVID on the animal front. Again, we do not think pets will give you COVID. Okay, we don't think if an animal has COVID, and we've seen this with cats, and I think some dogs to have COVID. I think there's a lion at the Barcelona Zoo in Spain having COVID. We don't believe they could transmit COVID to humans, but we do believe that if hubby has COVID, cuddles the dog, dog comes over to you 5 minutes later, they could transmit it that way, not transmit their illness, but carry it like a Trojan horse. So it's a good question. I'm going to get on that. All right. So we have an AP poll saying fewer than 25% of Black Americans say they will get the COVID vaccine. Fewer than a quarter. Now, this is alarming many, many medical professionals because of, you know, there's a disproportionately high amount of people being affected by severe COVID within the Black community. And so when we're trying to launch the vaccine and hope that, you know, everybody's on board and we could get herd immunity, we want to make sure our most vulnerable populations are able to get it. But can you blame many Black Americans with what happened with the Tuskegee experiments and, you know, a lot of lack of transparency in terms of, you know, how many, you know, patients that were studied were trial participants with previous studies were Caucasian versus Latino versus Black. And so, you know, when these polls come out, really taking the temperature of how people feel about, you know, vaccinations and, you know, trying to prevent COVID illness within them and their community, it starts to kind of highlight a bigger picture. It shows that we are really falling short on, you know, regaining public trust, with which Fauci talked about, and being transparent about how this isn't just a medication that's going to help one demographic, or this isn't a vaccine that's going to help one demographic. But within this, within our public health push of you need to get the vaccine, you need to get the vaccine, which I'm for, and I am promoting the vaccine, we also are showing our lack of education and our lack of cultural sensitivity, because America is a melting pot, right? America is not just WASPs. America has Latinos. We have Asians, people from a whole variety of countries and demographics and mixed race. And in a lot of our cultures, it's not in our culture to inject yourself with something. Vaccinations have been around for centuries, but it was not always embraced by all cultures. To many people, different demographics or different faiths or countries from which they're from, they approach medicine differently than maybe a Caucasian, you know, who's lived in America multiple generations. And I get this because my father, you know, was Israeli, and so I'm a first generation American on my father's side, more generational from my mom's side. And so the way they do it, you know, in the Mediterranean and, you know, Middle East area, it's a little different. They're pro-vaccine. Israel is going to have a robust vaccination program. But, you know, in my family, it wasn't take a pill, take a medicine, take this, take this. It's eat healthy. Whenever I would start to sneeze or I would get sick, my father's like, go get some orange juice. Go eat a tomato. Go eat a vegetable. It was, even though we do that in America, and we do tell everybody to, you know, take their vitamins and all that, we tell them to take their vitamins, you see, go to pharmaceuticals, but we do still promote good eating. But in a lot of cultures, that's not inherent in us to just go and take a pill. It's also not in a lot of our natures or our cultures to be injected with something to make you better. Now, I, being an American and, you know, having my medical experience, I think vaccines are cool. I think the whole concept of vaccination is damn cool. And maybe it's because I really like homeopathy, where you fight evil with evil. You know, with homeopathy, remember I told you guys I was just vomiting with my first pregnancy? So my business partner, who was a family doc and also a homeopath, Dr. Stuart Curry, said, go to Trader Joe's and get some Ipecac. I go, Ipecac, isn't that what we give kids to make them throw up, which we've stopped doing, by the way. I never liked that idea. And you said, take the homeopathic Ipecac. It's going to stop. Morning sickness gone. And this was beyond placebo, because, I mean, I was bad. I would have gone to the hospital. I'm not saying run and get homeopathic, you know, Ipecac for a hyperemesis gravidarum, but this fighting evil with evil, that's something that we've used in homeopathy. That's something we've used, you know, with our vaccines, like with smallpox. You know, if you could trigger an immune system just ever so mildly, it's going to help you build a bigger immune response. Just like with boot camp, you know, I mean, or learning how to fight or spar. You know, if you kind of learn how to take some punches, you build up a resilience. And that's something that we take for granted in America, but of certain cultures, but not for everybody else. And so, you know, when you know, we hear people upset about parents, you know, not wanting to vaccinate their kids, and I get that. That's very, very frustrating for us physicians because the child isn't able to make the choice. The parent is. But when we see the you know, quote-unquote anti-vaccine movement, many times you can't just put a political label on it. You need to see and you need to talk to the parents as to what is it they're concerned about. For some of them, they're like, that's not in our culture. You know, I mean, we don't take chronic medicines. If we have an illness, we're going to address the illness. We're not going to take the risk of doing something in hopes of never getting the illness. That in a lot of cultures is not an option. Or you have others where, well, I saw somebody close to my family have a side effect. I want to protect my kids. I don't want to, you know, it's my job to protect my kids. I don't want my kid to have that reaction. So when you start to look at some of the anti-vaxxers, they're not evil people. You know, many of them have a logic. We need to ask them. You know, we don't want to assume it's all because of, you know, misinformation they read on the internet. Many of them have said, look, you know, I know vaccines save lives, but I don't want to take the risk or whatever their reason is. So, you know, seeing this where less than 24% of black Americans in this one AP poll, and I don't know if they're telling us how many thousands of people were polled, aren't really too excited about getting the COVID vaccine, that's on us. That means it has been, you know, it's a symptom of how we have not gained everybody's trust and we're not speaking to, you know, when we are deciding to make our vaccines or, you know, make our public health measures, we're not really incorporating our black leaders, Latino leaders, Filipino leaders, Asian, we're not looking at the communities and talking to them about and showing that we are aware of some cultural differences when it comes to addressing, you know, ailments. Many people are pro-vaccine, but if they don't trust the process, we need to know that, you know, and so, you know, I bring this up because you're going to start seeing a lot of attacks on people not wanting to get the COVID vaccine. And the last thing we want is our African-American population to be vilified because, you know, we're just not understanding or listening to their concerns about the vaccine. And there's a lot of people out there that have concerns. And I get that. I'm pro-vaccine. I think it's going to save a lot of lives. But we still have a lot more work to do. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before you take your erectile dysfunction medication or a medication for depression, you might want to just double check your bottle and double check what the pill looks like. Apparently, the Tennessee-based pharmaceutical company announced yesterday that it is, quote, voluntarily recalling two drugs, one that treats erectile dysfunction and the other depression, after a, quote, product mix-up that resulted in the medications being, quote, inadvertently packaged together when they were bottled at a third-party facility. So, AvCare is headquartered in Pulaski, Tennessee, is recalling one lot of sildenafil, 100 milligram tablets, which is generic for Viagra, and one lot of trazodone, 100 milligrams tablets, to the consumer level. People use trazodone for depression, for sleep. This is what the company said in an announcement. Sildenafil is a phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitor, a PDE5 inhibitor, active ingredient in Viagra. It's used for erectile dysfunction. So you might think that you are about to, you know, do the hibbity-dibbity, take your Viagra 30 minutes or an hour before you plan on having sex, and then you just end up falling asleep, and she or he is out of there. So, or you might think you're taking a medicine for sleep or whatever, and then you end up taking sildenafil. According to AvCare, unintentional consumption of sildenafil may pose serious health risks to consumers with underlying medical issues. Sildenafil may interact with nitrates found in some prescription drugs like nitroglycerin, lowering blood pressure to dangerous levels. Consumers with diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease often are on nitrates. So, you are accidentally taking one of these medications when you're not supposed to. It could cause a severe drop in blood pressure. Very dangerous. So, an unintended intake of trazodone could result in adverse health consequences like being sleepy, dizzy, constipated, blurred vision, all adverse events that may be more concerning, especially if you're older. And you might be thinking you're going to have sex, and then you end up getting up to go to the bathroom, and you fall. So the lot numbers for the sildenafil is lot 36884. That's 36884. And for the trazodone is lot 36783. 36783. If at all you're not aware and you can't tell, just call your pharmacy to see if any medication that you received is a part of the recall. You know, one of my patients had told me a long time ago, she had wanted something for sleep, Ambien, and had wanted anti-inflammatory. So I think I wrote her Motrin. And I wrote, I think for the Motrin, you know, take one every 8 hours. I forgot the dosing of it. And then I had written her some Ambien. Now, for any of you that are aware of what the pills look like, Motrin, they're kind of a lot larger than the Ambien pills. Well, she said that she went to the pharmacy. She got her medication. She popped two Motrin because she was having a headache in her mouth while she was driving. And by the time she got to her driveway, she fell asleep in her car on the driveway. Apparently the pharmacy had flipped the medication and the Ambien was in the Motrin bottle and the Motrin was in the Ambien bottle. And, you know, it's scary stuff. So you need to double check. You need to double check everything. All right, Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved an $8 million budget cut for police. Funds are going to be directed to violence prevention and mental health services. What we're told, however, is that shootings have doubled and carjackings are up 331%. In fact, 160 cops have now quit or taken leave. Mayor Jacob Frey, who had threatened to veto the entire budget if the council went ahead with the plan to cap police staffing, said the vote was a defining moment for the city. They were the first to be hit with the protests, you know, after the George Floyd death. And the city has been plagued with soaring violent crime since then, we're being told from Daily Mail. Homicide, robbery, aggravated assault, burglary, theft, and arson, all up on last year's figures. Police have recorded 532 gunshot victims this year. As of last Thursday, more than double the same period a year ago. Carjacking spiked 375, up from 331% from the same period last year. Violent crimes topped 5,100 compared to 4,000 for the same period in 2019. So there was crime in the area, but now it's even more. 160 officers have said to have resigned or be on leave from the force compared to the start of the year. Some officers are claiming post-traumatic stress disorder because of the summer of unrest. Many are considering retirement, poor morale. I've spoken to many police officers in my neck of the woods. They want to do their duty. They want to be there. But You know, it's at you know, they got families to worry about, and you know, if you know, after we had a couple cops shot while they were just having lunch a few years back, and we had one of our officers, Officer Shay McAnanis, who was shot in the head during one of the BLM protests. He's still alive, but unfortunately very, very disabled. Many officers are rethinking, you know, does my community want me? And if my community doesn't want me, do I still continue to put my life on the line? Joe Biden had told civil rights leaders that the defund police slogan was the reason Democrats experienced widespread losses in the congressional races. Biden said that's how they beat the living hell out of us across the country, saying that we're talking about defunding the police. So, Police Officer Federation of Minneapolis President Bob Kroll told Fox News that the city council is, quote, decimating the police department. They say the number of working officers is the lowest it's been in 50 years. Murders, shootings, and other violent crimes are approaching record levels. Our officers are severely overworked, understaffed, and cannot keep the public safe with these cuts. And my concern with all this is while there's still lockdowns, while there's still people working from home, you know, one reason why we saw crime initially drop in the early months of 2020 in the spring was because people were on lockdown and they were at home. So if we're seeing these crimes rise, and it's not even full court press when it comes to people going back to work and being on the roads and, you know, walking to their cars and things like that, starts to make you wonder what the real numbers could be. So the city council had initially approved a proposal to cut the city's authorized police force to 750 officers, down from 888 beginning in 2020. And then they changed course late Wednesday after the mayor moved, called the move irresponsible. The council voted 7-6 to keep the cap at 888. But again, money cut from the budget. Some of you want to know what is going on in terms of the Supreme Court and the fight for the election. So, 17 Republican-led states as well as Texas are asking the Supreme Court to look at the Electors Clause within the Constitution on if the election and the changes to the election within the last, you know, few months based on COVID and all that were constitutional. And they are asking the Supreme Court for an emergency order to, quote, according to CNN, invalidate the ballots of millions of voters in four battleground states, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Now, I don't know if they are asking to, quote, invalidate ballots as much as it's a, you know, a do we redo? Is it a do-over? You know, was the election process not vetted the appropriate way? From what I understand, the Constitution, anytime a state wants to make a change to a drastic change to how an election is done, Congress needs to approve it. Then again, I might be oversimplifying, but if there were changes made to, all right, everybody could mail in ballot, or let's say, for example, some state said, all right, everybody could Snapchat their vote, somebody has to approve that, you know, within the legislative branch, according to the Constitution, that you could, all right, everybody could Snapchat a vote or Instagram a vote or mail in ballot or whatever. So Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed the suit Tuesday. The president on Wednesday filed a motion to intervene because he wanted to join the lawsuit. 17 other GOP states are backing the effort. And I believe a decision we might hear from the court later today. Or they might wait, but we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.